Okay, tonight we're going to continue the halachas of the 9 days, and tonight we're going to talk about bathing during the 9 days. The Shulchan Aruch in Simen Tav Kuf Nun Aleph Seif Tes Zayin, Shulchan Aruch writes, Yesh Noagim Shelo Lirchotz Merosh Chodesh. There are some people that have a minhag that they do not bathe already from Rosh Chodesh Av. V'yesh She'enim Noam Ela B'Shabbazu, and some are only knowing to not bathe during the week of Tisha B'Av. Then he says, "V'yesh Masanim Yudzayin B'Tamuz Ad Tisha B'Av." And some even afflict themselves for the entire 3 weeks by not bathing throughout the 3 weeks. The Rama writes, "U'tzorach Mitzvah Shari." It's certainly mutter to bathe if there's any tzorach mitzvah. We'll get back to that later. But the Rama says that v'noagin shalol lirchotz afilu b'tzonein. Our minhag is that we don't bathe even in cold water. Me'rosh Chodesh ve'elach. Starting from Rosh Chodesh going forward, starting from Rosh Chodesh Av to until after Tisha B'Av. Va'afilu be'erev Shabbos shel chazon asur lirchotz ki imrosho upanav yadav v'raglav bitzonein. He says, even on erev Shabbos chazon, you can't bathe except for your face, your hands, and your feet, and even that using cold water, not using hot water. So it seems, if you read the Shulchan Aruch, that we're in big trouble. That in terms of if any heat waves come during the 9 days, we're in really big trouble. But anyway, we're in big trouble because it would seem that the Shulchan Aruch is pretty strong about this, and the Rama is pretty strong about this. So it's important to discuss what are the exceptions to this halacha. So first of all, Rav Moshe was asked about Bachrim who are in a camp or in Bnei Yeshiva that play ball and they sweat a lot. And because they schwitz a lot, they want to be able to shower just to, not because they want to enjoy a shower, not because they just like to feel clean, but because they want to just remove the sweat from their bodies and not smell so much. So Rav Moshe in Igros Moshe, Chelik Evne Ezer, Chelik Dalid, Evne Ezer, Chelik Dalid, Simon Pei Dalid writes, Lugabe Sha'ilas Bnei Yeshiva. In biyom chom mutu lirchotz achar Rosh Chodesh Av ad erev Tishbav me'achar she mechavnim lahasir azeya, since their whole kavan is only to remove the sweat, v'lo machmas tanug be'emes yesh lahakel, since it's not for enjoyment's sake, it's just to remove sweat from their bodies. So mele you could be makel with this. Rav Moshe says therefore, if a person, let's say, what the logical extension would be, that anybody who schwitzes a lot, if they play ball, you play basketball, tennis, whatever, and you sweat and get sweated up during the 9 days, that there would be no objection according to Rav Moshe to take a shower in order to remove the sweat, as long as the kavan is not for the enjoyment of the shower. I'm told that Mori Rabbi Rav Willig plays ball dafka during the 9 days, or tennis dafka during the 9 days, to get sweated up to take a shower. Is that true? Yeah, we can confirm. Okay, Rabbi Wolf confirms. Baruch Hashem. Okay, there are poskim. I saw a Nitei Gavrili quotes poskim, most of whom I never heard of, but he quotes poskim that say that a man and a woman on Halel Ona are allowed to shower as a simple ben adam l'chaverov type of thing. The Mishnah Berurah discusses about children, whether children should be allowed to bathe during the 9 days. Pashup shot is if children tend to get dirty all the time. So if they're dirty, you're always allowed to shave. You're always allowed to shower if you're dirty. You're always allowed to bathe if you're dirty, to remove the dirt, just like you're allowed to bathe to remove the sweat. So children are always getting dirty, for sure can bathe. But there may be even more than that. Now, in the Mishnah Berurah, he seems to be pretty strict with children. Sivkat Nisadi Gimel, Mishnah Berurah writes, V'chein ketanim sheisham chatatin baroshan nogin l'ratzan baroshan. That children have something on their head, some type of skin problem with their heads, so then you can bathe their heads. But it sounds like there's got to be some known problem in order to bathe children. Others are much more makel with children, both because the assumption is that children need bathing in order to maintain a basic level of health, as well as because the level of avelus in children is not the same as it is when it comes to adults. It could be that there's no, by regular avelus, not avelus of the tzibur, but regular avelus of a karov, that by a child there's no chinuch by avelus. So it could be that we're more makel with children when it comes to these dinim of avelus. The Rama has a comment in two places about someone who's in avelus, a woman who's in avelus washing herself off before a hefsek tahara, before she does her hefsek tahara, before her 7 clean days start. And the Rama writes that in Orach Chayim, Sim Tavkuf Nun Aleph, that since Letzorach Mitzvah, you're allowed to wash, so before she goes to the mikvah, for sure she's allowed to wash. That's Letzorach Mitzvah. But he says, even prior to doing a hefsek tahara, she could wash a little bit, like she would do throughout the rest of the year. in Hilchos Avelus, in Yoredei Asim and Shin Pei Aleph, the Ramah says it a little differently. He says she could wash, but she needs to be Tishanek Rechitza Ktsas. She should do a little bit different than a normal Rechitza. So whatever it is, there is some, again, with Tzorech Mitzvah, there's certainly some leeway. In Sharetziyun, Tavkuf Nun Aleph, Sivkat and Sadi Dalid, the Mishnah Berurah writes that a woman who's very pregnant and just doesn't feel good and needs to bathe in order to feel good, that's also okay, that's also mutter, because again, it's not l'shem tanug, it's l'shem just feeling good and feeling healthy. Now, the big maramakum for us that's going to be very helpful is Rav Salvechik very famously said, as we've discussed in the past, that the idea of the 3 weeks and 9 days in Tisha B'Av doesn't come out of nowhere. It's patterned after the halachas of Avelus, of Yud Beis Chodesh, of Shloshim, and of Shiva. We pointed out the exceptions, that laundering might be an exception, where they don't exactly parallel each other. Maso Matan is an exception. Erisin might be an exception. Rav Salvechik deals with all the exceptions and why they have all those exceptions. But generally speaking, the halachos are roughly the same. So in Shiurei Arav, which is I think it's Rav Shechter's notes from Rav Salvechik Shiurim on Avelus and Tisha B'Av, in the Tisha B'Av section, Simen Yud Aleph, he points out that the reason the Shulchan Aruch is so machmir about bathing during the 9 days is because the 9 days relates to Shloshim. And the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Avelus, the Ramah in Hilchas Avelus, and Simen Shin Pei Aleph, Sif Aleph, says that it's usher to bathe throughout Shloshim as well. So if the... But minog in every community you've ever been a part of, probably, is that we're makel during Shloshim, that as soon as Shiva is over, people take showers. People do bathe after Shiva is over. So having said that, says Rav Salvechik, in the name of his father, in the name of Moshe Salvechik, the whole b'zman hazeh, in anu noagim lemnoa merechitza, afilu ba'avel eletoch Shiva b'lvad, since an avel nowadays only doesn't bathe throughout Shiva, but through Shloshim he does, memele mistaver, du'a dinami ein tzarech lahachner berechitza merosh chodesh ha'aviyad ha'tainis. So it's mistava that you don't need to be machmir about bathing during the 9 days either. So therefore he held that it would be mutter if you really treat it like shloshim, based on our minhag by Avelus, it would be mutter to bathe even with hot water during the 9 days. That's and Rav Shechter paskins that way lemaisa. I asked him about it, he said absolutely he thought it was mutter, but he did point out that if you're going to take the kulas of shloshim, you need to take the chumras of shloshim also. What's the chumras of shloshim? Can't cut your nails during shloshim. So he said, you can't cut your nails during 9 days, even though if you look in the Taz and Tavkuf Nanal, Sivkat Nyu Gimel, sounds like you can cut your nails, at least until Shavua Shechal B'Tish B'Av, but in Shloshim, you're not allowed to, so if you're going to take on all the dinim of Shloshim, so then the cutting the nails should also be an issue. Now, what about going swimming? So when it comes to going swimming, it would seem if there's ever such a thing as a Rechitza of Tanug, it's going swimming, right? If a person just needs to wash the sweat off, they don't do it in chlorinated pool, they would do it in their shower. So it would seem that would be a very clear prohibition of a rechitza of tanuk. Again, if you assume rechitza is aser, if you would assume that an avel is not allowed to swim during the shloshim, then he wouldn't be allowed to. Then one would not be allowed to swim during the 9 days either. Or if you don't make that equation that Rav Salvechik makes, that all the dinim have to parallel each other. But pasha pshat, at least in the Shulchan Aruch, that swimming lechora should be aser. The Aruch HaShulchan has a comment in regards to children and the role of children in this Avelus, where he writes that we are more machmir on children with the Avelus of the 9 days than we are with regular Avelus, not because of the Chumrah, that it's more strict than Stam Avelus, because in fact it's more kal than Stam Avelus, but rather it's chinuch liyiras Hashem. It's pashut chinuch. The kid's going to say, why can't I go swimming? And you'll be able to tell him, well, the reason you can't go swimming is because of the Churban Beis HaMikdash, and it's a nice way to be mechanech children. In Shar Mitzion Ba'alacha, on the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, in Kuntros Achron, Simen Kufchav Beis, Sivkat Nyud Beis, he says that he thinks it could be makel for children to go swimming, but only in a private type of area, like a home or something like that. But he thinks camps as a public policy, it would be a big resilience of the 9 days and the whole Churban HaBayis if we were to make a big deal out of a more public type of swimming. But he's willing to be making at least children in the home to be able to go swimming. Again, this is all assuming children that are at the age of chinuch. If they're not at the age of chinuch, then l'chora, none of this applies. Okay. How do you stop this?
Yeah. What if you want to swim for like exercise purposes now? Or